This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza this morning, Pat Godwin in studio, plus a suitcase with cats and a semen allergy. Right after this.
I was born on August 24th, 1964. Which is 9 months and 2 days after the Kennedy assassination.
Oh. Wow.
Which tells you all you need to know about how my father processes grief. And now when I see the footage of the assassination, I get nervous because I realize if he misses, I might not be here. Hurry up! He's almost at the underpass!
Oh, wow.
One of many funny stories about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes, indeed.
You know, they lost his brain. Do you know
what
this?
Do you mean they lost his brain?
By the way, Google this. Do not take my word for it. They took the brain out of his head to weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went away. And the theory is that
Abby someone?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow. They think that the Kennedy family had it removed so it wouldn't become some sort of grisly artifact.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that 10 years after the Kennedy assassination, when you were elected president, the first thing they did was they took you down into the basement of the CIA where you met a very special chimp. We're having a lot of problems with the economy. Well, the problem is the lira is sinking everything in England. Let me throw my poop at the wall and see what sticks. I'll come back in an hour.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Christy, you said you have both seed and seed and speed. And
well, we have an update on the semen story. If you missed it yesterday, can you be allergic to semen? A 31-year-old woman who vomited and struggled to breathe after swallowing her boyfriend's male seed was rushed to the hospital in Alicante, Spain. There, doctors suspected she'd gone into anaphylactic shock. The woman revealed she had an allergy to penicillin, but denied having taken the drug before performing oral activities with her boyfriend. However, medics at the hospital found her 32-year-old boyfriend had taken penicillin to treat an ear infection before their intimate encounter. It's believed that's where she ingested the penicillin through his...
Chugged the old...
Yeah, and they believe it's the first time this has ever been recorded that this has happened.
So if you're having lunch with her and the waiter says, anybody have any food allergies? Does she say, well, only if it's ejaculate.
Depends on how you're serving it.
Maybe the salsa guy.
You had some penicillin.
I don't know if the salsa testicle story you had earlier would apply.
Yeah.
Ironically, my safe word is EpiPen.
Oh!
We're aware of that... Anybody,
really? EpiPen.
I thought it was camper. No, camper is your turned on word.
That's right.
He uses that when he's turned on.
We've had a couple letters from people that have had issues with this in a different way.
Really?
Really?
Yes, that there was something involving various fluid transmission, and the one person had ingested whatever, and the other person had a reaction to it.
Yikes.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but I just hope that Donnie Baker doesn't date any women that are allergic to Funyuns.
Yeah.
And Mountain Dew, they'll go out.
I remember the first time a woman did that for me, I had a reaction. It was, will you marry me?
I'm just smiling and nodding.
And do you have change for a 20?
That's right. I've never once made love to a woman that I didn't have to pay for. That's exactly right.
It's always
whores for me.
It's always a month.
No.
20 seems
self-respect.
20 seems
whatever.
A little light. Must have been.
Cash always changes hands. Yeah, Josh,
sure does. That's right.
A California man.
Yes?
Who calls himself a modern-day Jesus, has fathered 18 children.
Yeah, good for you.
Kyle Gordy travels the country to provide his self-described super sperm to women.
Oh.
Rather than going the cold and clinical route of a
sperm
bank. I'll
take the soup.
Yeah.
Gordy first started offering his sperm on Craigslist back in 2014.
Right from the tap, huh?
Yeah, wow. He told Cater's News, quote, my sperm is much better than what is in a sperm bank, as it's strong and fresh during the donation.
Fresh.
While I'll always do it for free.
What about the lunatic?
He does, however, accept
gene
donations.
You're going to get with that semen.
He added, I'm very generous in giving, and the fact that I'm Jewish, while Jesus was also Jewish. The 27-year-old claimed some women have preferred conceiving the old-fashioned way, and 6 of his 18 children were fathered through intercourse rather than artificial insemination. Gordy says, quote, kids are a huge responsibility, and I think that it's too much for me to handle, so now I can have kids and help women at the same time.
Oh, yeah. What a favor you're doing for them.
God.
And they get his DNA.
Yeah. He claims he never has sex for pleasure, only for the donations.
Oh, I'm sure.
And credits his sperm's quality to a healthy organic diet devoid of alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs.
What a...
I'd like documentation on that.
Somebody arrest this man.
Well...
Kick him in the balls.
Maybe he may... I would be wondering if child support would be coming up at some point for him.
I hope so. I hope we get nailed.
Well, there have been cases where they've signed a bunch of documents and still the person ended up having to do child support down the road.
Yeah.
Various sperm donor. Remember the one, because it wasn't done professionally, it was done with a turkey baster at home, and the judge said that doesn't count.
Right.
But this guy's actually... having intimate relations with these ladies.
Some of them, yes.
Okay. And he calls himself?
A modern day Jesus.
Oh, I thought he called himself like super sperm or something.
He claims
he has super sperm is what he says.
Yeah. There's a superhero movie I'll pass on.
Super sperm?
Yeah. I'll have the soup. Back to you, Christy.
A drunk Virginia woman.
Yes.
Was arrested after she was found with a suitcase full of cats.
Cuckoo!
Officers in Stafford responded Friday to a call about a suspicious woman with cats in her suitcase.
Uh-huh.
43-year-old Shanna Holwager.
What a lovely name.
Claimed she was taking the felines to the SPCA.
Isn't it? How do you spell Holwager?
Holwager. Holwager.
It wouldn't be whole wager.
Could be. Either way,
it's not good.
Got a hole in it.
Noticing signs of inebriation, officers arrested Ms. Holwager or Holwager and charged her with public intoxication. The cats were turned over to the Stafford County Animal Control.
Maybe it's Holwager.
Oh, there you go.
Got everything I need right here off my bottle.
She's got these little kitties in a purse.
Suitcase. Awful.
Oh, suitcase. I was going to say purse.
Where did you get purse?
I was just thinking of, I was just wondering if the kitties were Kate Spade or neutered.
Oh, gosh.
There's also a purse joke there somewhere, but I'll leave that for the professionals.
Wasn't that one of Donnie's bands?
Purse what?
No.
Kate Spade?
Suitcase full of cats?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was van full of pussy.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, it was a little different. Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Road.
Wait, you got a song about the lady with the suitcase full of cats?
Ooh, Drunk cat lady walking down the street. She's so loaded, can't stay on her feet. She's carrying a suitcase that meows and purrs, and coming out the sides is claws and fur. Suitcase full of cats, piss ass drunk. She smells like booze and cat food funk. She got thrown out by her old man. She drinks her dinner from a Bud Light can.
Very nice.
Very. Yes.
Did they determine the exact number of cats that we have?
No, I don't have a number. I'm sorry.
Because a suitcase full of cats. What do you think?
Now, what size suitcase are we talking about?
It's got to be more
than a carry-on.
What size cat, though?
Duffel bag.
What do you think, 10
kittens?
I would think a minimum of 5.
Wow.
I bet you get 20 kittens in a suitcase.
Oh, easy.
Well, don't do that there.
That's like 45 lives in that suitcase.
Wow. Good point. So
yep, that's right, Jake.
Be a great commercial.
It's 9 times 5
for the luggage company, for the cat lady on the go, the Louis Vuitton.
Here we go,
Louis Vuitton.
What came first, the alcoholism or the kitty fetish?
Yeah,
what's happening there? Poor lady.
I'm not sure.
Poor cat. Poor lady. Yeah, poor cat.
Oh, she's probably nuts.
How many? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is that? By the way, is. Is that a caboodle of cats?
It might be. A kitten caboodle.
Isn't it a clowder, right?
Yes, it is a clowder of cats. That's the
term.
But
caboodle would be better.
I like, yeah. A kitten. Well, that's what a group of kittens is called, a caboodle.
A caboodle. There you go. If not, we're going to call it that from now
kitten,
on.
Kitten caboodle.
Thank you. Back to you.
How many people does it take to pull a bull moose out of a window well?
7.
Oh, what the hell is going on?
Look, and you know, we do not plan that. Because
no.
If we plan things, the show would be better.
But that's right. We don't plan anything. Yeah. We just show up, and we barely plan that.
You are well under the amount needed. Oh. For rescuers in Colorado, the answer was close to 36. The moose became trapped Saturday night at a private home about 77 miles west of Denver, tumbling into a 5-foot-deep enclosure. Took a team of wildlife personnel along with local fire and emergency workers, along with workers at the nearby Keystone Ski Resort, to get the moose free. They had to build a pulley system to hoist the animal, which weighed between 800 and 1,000 pounds, out of the hole. Wow. By the way, once freed, the moose returned to the woods uninjured.
All right. That's a sweet story.
I like the moose song.
See, Rocky!
Has a nice happy ending.
Yes, of course.
You don't have any moose songs, do you?
No.
Okay.
I had some for the sperm, but not the moose.
Oh, moose are bigger than you could ever imagine, and they're just walking around in Canada. It's another reason we need a wall up there. Keep the moose out.
They're walking around here.
They're walking around in Utah.
U.S. of A.
Yes.
This was in Keystone.
Animals.
That's Keystone's in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's where they get the Keystone, the beer, right? Keystone beer?
Keystone Light?
Not too far from Interstate 7.
Do they have a police force there?
The Keystone Cops?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they love hearing that. I'll bet if you work for the Keystone Police Department, nothing funnier.
I have never seen a Keystone Cop short. Are they? They've got to be funny.
I don't think they can. There's no way they can be.
They had their moments.
Really? They're going to defend the Keystone Cop short. Back Senate, the Keystone Cop.
They were so good that they've become iconic.
Yeah?
There you go.
Max Sennett, he was a pioneer, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Probably not on Netflix this week.
Probably not.
They have a lot of other fine programs. I'm sorry. Christy Lee, what else have you got?
Well, a Pennsylvania man has been arrested after allegedly assaulting another man for singing Christmas songs. Yes, I said Christmas songs. According to police, the victim was singing the tunes while transporting Mr. Lucas from a halfway house to a treatment class. He reportedly became angry.
Have a holly jolly.
And choked the victim, who nearly lost consciousness.
Choked him out.
On the fourth day of rehab.
I know we're like 260 days away, but I mean, there is a place for Christmas songs.
Yeah, and it's not beginning of March or mid-March.
There was Dasher and Dancer and Prince.
I'm not sure whose side I'm on this one.
The 25-year-old was arrested and charged with aggravated assault. According to state police, Lucas refused all their commands and physical force was used to place him in handcuffs. Yeah, he sounds like he's got some issues.
Did he use his one phone call to call Santa? Hey, I think I screwed up. Yeah, as you know, my rule, no Christmas songs before Thanksgiving is over.
Right.
That's the rule.
And then when do they end? After New Year's or after Christmas?
Christmas Day is the last day.
I pretty much like to have them end after Christmas Day, but a lot of places keep playing them for the next week.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
But certainly after New Year's.
Oh God, yeah. Although this is coming from someone who I just took the wreaths down last weekend.
Lazy.
I still have my tree in my house.
What?
There is.
Oh, your Christmas tree is up?
But it's not decorated or anything. I just haven't physically rolled it down the driveway and put it in the garage.
There's a
house still there.
In my neighborhood, I go by it every morning, and it's all dark on the inside, but you can see it. There's a light on in the house, so you can see the silhouette of the tree in the front window. Really? It's the creepiest thing you've ever seen. I don't know if they're waiting for someone or something horrible happened at Christmas.
Geez. You should check on them.
Mine's
knock
just
on the door.
Lazy.
Is there a smell coming from under the door?
I don't know.
That'd be a great
probably
scene.
Handgun a laying not far from the tree.
Do the cats look well fed?
In a movie?
It'd be a great scene in a movie where someone finally goes, hey, that Christmas tree's been up and it's April, and they go in and they're,
Yeah. Maybe there's some
dead body or two.
Oh,
kinda creepy.
Yikes. That is creepy, yeah.
Playing
there
Christmas
was a
music.
House.
Oh, the Christmas music's still playing.
Yeah.
But really.
Yeah.
I knew of a house that sat on a kind of a major road. And they never took they always had their lights up and kept them on year round.
Holy jolly.
So this guy was already going to some kind of a correctional facility.
A halfway house to a treatment center. So he had issues, obviously. Okay. And the poor guy driving is just singing Christmas songs, which I don't understand.
Up on the housetop, click.
Why the guy driving? Wouldn't he know better? Well, this guy's got some violent proclivities. Let's
go ahead and aggravate him.
Let's piss him off.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear the 12 Days of Christmas again?
Not agitated enough yet? All right.
Speaking of being arrested, did you hear where New York is thinking about changing their sirens? Did you see that?
No, are they going to go to those dee-doo-dee-doo?
Oh, the weird British ones?
The two city lawmakers have proposed switching to a high-low wail similar to what's heard on the streets of London and Paris. The reasoning is that the European-style siren is less annoying and contributes less to noise pollution.
I disagree.
I don't like the old one, though.
I like those. Were they to crank them?
You like the Keystone Cops?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now whose side are you on?
Noise is constant... is constantly at the top of the city's complaint line with many calls about the loud sirens that blare 24/7, wake people from their sleep, and cause dogs to howl. Europeanizing New York sirens would not change the decibel level, still at 118, but would lower the frequency and thus make them less shrill but still ear-catching.
Who came up with the beep, 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 beep? You ever hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scares the hell out of me every time it happens.
Fire trucks?
Beep. It is, beep, yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. I hate it when we never do it here. I hate it when radio stations play stuff with sirens.
I think I thought it was illegal. I don't think.
I'm with you, man.
I thought it was.
I think there are songs that have them.
Yes, there are.
I thought it was a broadcast courtesy.
Love Roller Coaster. No, Fire by the Ohio Players has a fire siren, in the start of it.
Because you're driving, also you think, oh.
Yeah.
So we will not be doing that.
Fire.
We will be doing our bad. We can do our bad Doppler effect sound.
Oh, I love that.
I can't do it.
What's that?
The Doppler effect where after it passes you.
Yeah, the train.
Yeah.
What is it? What changes, Pat? The pitch? Is
a little bit, it modulates, yeah.
It's coming this way. And
then
it goes. The
car stereo that I have is so good. Sometimes I think there's something wrong with my car.
You saying it's better than mine?
Yep.
Fight over it.
No, there are sounds that come from the speakers, and I think, oh my gosh, is that my car? And I have to turn the radio off.
Who owned the car before you?
I don't know.
Mass murderer?
Maybe.
Christy.
Christmas time murders?
I'm down here between your legs.
I will holy.
Escalated rather quickly.
I'm down here by the accelerator looking up. Wear culottes.
They called me Johnny Upskirt back in the day.
Well, that'd be a terrible name to go into prison with.
Johnny Upskirt.
Hey, Johnny Upskirt's my new cellmate.
Johnny Upskirt.
Johnny Upskirt.
I love you.
I'm writing that down.
Christy, what would you do if you looked down? You were in a dressing room, and you looked down and you saw one of those poles with a mirror on it.
Oh,
would you stomp it? What would you do,
Josh? Like what you see, boy.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.